Gabon Interior Minister André Obame says the journalists and anti-corruption campaigners are charged with possessing written propaganda with a view to inciting rebellion against state authorities. The men were arrested 2 weeks ago for possessing copies of an open letter to President Bongo, published last month on a French political blog by Bruno Ben Mubamba, who's the spokesman for a group called the Free Actors of Gabonese Civil Society. The letter asks President Bongo to account for his management of Gabon's finances during more than 40 years in power. Newspaper editor Diodone Kougou was provisionally released a week ago. The other four were released on bail Monday. If convicted, they could be sentenced to 5 years in prison and fines of more than $500. Reporters Without Borders Africa Desk Chief Ambrose Pierre says Kougou and Radio Salmerie Technical Director Gaston Aseko were arrested for doing their jobs. Pierre says the charges against them are absurd, and the group believes the investigating judge will recognize the charges are without substance. He says the government action is particularly dangerous if other journalists in Gabon, fearing similar treatment, begin self-censoring what they report. One of the anti-corruption campaigners charged along with the journalists is Gregory Minsa. He's also a plaintiff in a suit brought by the French chapter of Transparency International that accuses President Bongo of embezzling public funds to buy property in France. President Bongo denies the charge and is countersuing for defamation. French attorney Thierry Lévy is representing Minsa, but Lévy's visa for Gabon was canceled when he tried to travel to Libreville last week. Now, the French Foreign Ministry is asking the Bongo administration to approve Lévy's visa under the 1963 Mutual Legal Assistance Treaty that allows defense attorneys from the two countries to practice equally in France and Gabon. A French Foreign Ministry spokesman says Paris is asking that the rights of the defense be respected and that those accused have access to counsel. Also facing charges are Georges Mpagi, president of the Gabonese Civil Society Network for Good Governance, and the national coordinator of the anti-corruption organization Publish What You Pay, Mark Ona, who is also a reporter for Voice of America. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.